From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Monday, February 3rd, 2014. Here are some of the stories that made the headlines over the weekend. Adam Clayton and John Mason reported in the Register Star, Van Cleek's Tire closed its doors in Hudson on Friday, January 31st. Galvin Foundation Board President T. Eric Galloway confirmed the foundation did in fact close on the purchase of Van Cleek's properties located at 724 Columbia Street and 708 State Street Friday. Speaking on WGXC during the New Line Radio Show Friday night, Mayor William H. Hallenbeck Jr. commented.
Got a couple phone calls tonight in regards to something that was troubling to me in regards to Van Cleek's maybe closing, although that's not confirmed.
Okay.
It appears that the possibility exists that that could happen in the near future also.
Oh.
So, you know, again, we talked about, industry and bringing more in. We certainly don't like to see any leave.
According to a sign posted on the company's door, the business was shuttered as of 2:45 p.m. that afternoon. The closure will put 20 people out of work. The 54-year-old business will continue to operate out of its original location in Lake Katrine, Ulster County. Jim Plank reported in the Daily Mail, the Catskill Golf Club is up for sale. The club stockholders will meet March 2nd and vote on a resolution to liquidate and dissolve the club and sell its assets. The assets are proposed to go to Manhattan-based realtor David Vippler and the investor group Catskill Golf Resort, LLC. The club's property, consisting of three parcels totaling 141 acres, will be sold for $800,000 pending stockholder approval. Arthur Cassano reported in the Register Star, warehouse personnel and truck drivers employed by Ginsburg's Foods rejected union representation in a vote held last week, according to company management. A company official said employees voted 2-1 against the proposal to join Teamsters Local 294 in Albany. Approximately 125 employees were eligible. A Teamster official said in December the vote was initiated by company employees seeking better working conditions. Jordan Carleo Evangelist reported at Capital Confidential, Sean Eldridge, U.S. Representative Chris Gibson's Democratic challenger in the 19th Congressional District, will report having raised more than $500,000 since October in his year-end filing to the Federal Elections Commission. Eldridge's fundraising total includes $250,000 in matching contributions of his own money, giving the Ulster County investor more than $1.2 million on hand. Gibson, a two-term incumbent from Kinderhook, will report nearly $900,000 in funds available to his campaign, a spokesman said Thursday. Taking a look at the weather forecast, the National Weather Service in Albany has issued a winter storm watch effective late Tuesday, February 4th through Wednesday, February 5th for east central New York, southern Vermont, western Massachusetts, and northwest Connecticut. Snow accumulations of 6 to 12 inches of snow is possible, at a maximum snowfall rate of 1 inch per hour. Difficult travel conditions are possible late Tuesday night through Wednesday. Today there's a chance of snow, mainly between 9 a.m. and 3 p.m., cloudy then gradually becoming more sunny with a high near 33. Chance of precipitation is 30%. Total daytime snow accumulation of less than half an inch is possible. Monday night will be mostly clear with a low around 15. Tuesday will be mostly sunny with a high near 36, and Tuesday night snow mainly after 1 a.m. with a low around 25. Wednesday, snow mainly before 3 p.m. with a high near 31, and Wednesday night a slight chance of snow showers before midnight with a low around 7. And Thursday will be mostly sunny with a high near 25. Thursday night will be partly cloudy with a low around 2. Sunrise today was at 7:05 a.m. and sunset today at 5:13 p.m., with the length of the day being 10 hours and 7 minutes. This has been the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Monday, February 3rd, 2014. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Katie Donnelly. Have a great day.